SEC Readies, Innovation Exemption for Tokenized Stocks on Crypto Platforms. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is preparing an innovation exemption that would let crypto-native platforms offer tokenized U.S. stocks without securing full broker-dealer or exchange registration, Bloomberg reported on May 18, 2026. The framework is the clearest signal yet that SEC Chair Paul Atkins intends to pull on-chain equity trading inside the agency's regulatory perimeter rather than push it offshore. The plan sits inside what Atkins has labeled Project Crypto, an initiative he has discussed publicly since mid-2025. It also follows two earlier approvals that opened the door at traditional venues. The SEC cleared NASDAQ's tokenized equities rules in March 2026 and signed off on a similar NYSE proposal in April. Both exchanges can now list tokenized versions of select equities and ETFs alongside ordinary shares. The new exemption widens the lane beyond those incumbents, a separate track for crypto-native venues, where NASDAQ and NYSE kept tokenized trading inside existing market structure. The planned exemption is designed for venues that look nothing like traditional exchanges. Crypto-native platforms and decentralized protocols would be able to offer tokenized stocks under lighter registration requirements during what the SEC frames as an experimental period. The framework is expected to include three guardrails: exposure limits on how much tokenized equity activity a platform can host, disclosure requirements covering the structure of each tokenized instrument, a temporary or conditional shelf life so the exemption can be tightened or rolled back. The conditional design matters. It signals that Atkins wants to test on-chain market plumbing without permanently weakening the broker-dealer regime that governs cash equity trading. The candidates lining up Coinbase has been openly lobbying for tokenized equities for over a year. Its prediction market and futures expansion already shows it is comfortable operating in the gray space between securities and commodities. A formal exemption gives it a path to list tokenized Apple, Nvidia, or S&P 500 exposure without rebuilding itself as a national securities exchange. Decentralized finance protocols are the other obvious beneficiary. On-chain tokenized stock products have existed for years through offshore issuers like Bakkt Finance and FTX-era Mirror Protocol, but U.S.-regulated stables and U.S.-domiciled DeFi front ends have stayed clear because the SEC's posture under the prior chair was overtly hostile. An exemption flips that calculus. Public crypto exchanges that already operate broker-dealer subsidiaries, including Robinhood and Kraken, sit in the easiest position. They can either operate the tokenized rails directly or partner with platforms that need their registration umbrella. Macro backdrop is unusually quiet. The exemption news arrives during a flat tape. Bitcoin trades at $76,187 as of May 19, 2026, unchanged on the day and down 5.3% on the week, while Ethereum sits at $2,135, up 0.8% in 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index reads 40 neutral. Risk assets have been pinned by Trump's Iran rhetoric and a string of 1BI weekly ETF outflows, which has muted what would normally be a bullish narrative for the Coinbase and exchange-listed crypto complex. The quiet price action understates how big this is for market structure. Tokenized equities have been the single most discussed institutional crypto thesis of 2026, alongside hype ETFs and BNB ETF amendments. An SEC framework that takes on-chain stock listings out of the legal gray zone removes the single biggest blocker to bank, broker, and asset manager participation. Open questions before launch. Several details are not in the Bloomberg report and will shape who can actually use the exemption. Whether tokenized stock issuers must be SEC-registered transfer agents or whether smart contracts can serve that function. How dividends, voting rights, and corporate actions will pass through to token holders. Whether the SEC will require a centralized intermediary to redeem tokens for the underlying share, or allow fully synthetic exposure, which custody models qualify, and whether non-custodial wallets count as eligible holders, Atkins has previously signaled openness to all four design choices being more permissive than the current regime allows. The exemption text, when it lands, will show how much of that openness survives staff and division-level review.